Well, hello everyone. Welcome back. I'm done from my short break. I had to take a break because, once again, I had to do a lot of projects in school. However, now the number of projects has eased. Now, out of, I think it was 15, I'm down to 5 or so. I think it was 5 or 6 that I'm down to, which is great. So I'm a bit less busy. Still kind of busy, which is why I'm just making a quick or unscripted updates episode number 10, which is about Minecraft Snapshot 21W11A for the oh my mic almost fell there for the caves and cliffs update. So yeah, 1.17 Minecraft Snapshot 21W11A, the first snapshot in the 11th week of 2021. I'm not covering 21W12A because there's no such thing as 21W12A, and 13A, well, there's no announcement on that yet, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure there's no 13A just yet. So, new features in 21W11A. So now, lightning rods can be waterlogged, and there's a new functionality for applying and removing wax from copper, and if you bone meal rooted dirt, you now get hanging roots underneath it. So first, let's talk about waxing copper along with their oxidization. So to wax copper, originally you had to combine it with the a honeycomb on the crafting table menu. But now what you can do is you can just right click with the honeycomb on the copper blocks to wax them, or you could also dispense honeycombs to wax copper blocks, which is, well, it's a pretty good feature because it makes it more easy. Yeah, it makes it easier to wax copper blocks. And another thing is that if you use an axe, you can scrape off wax and oxidation, sorry. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not entirely sure about this, but if I'm not mistaken, axes can make them reduce a stage in the oxidation, I think. So if it's like fully weathered, you can use an axe to make it semi-weathered or something like that. I'm not completely sure, but that's what I'm getting from what I'm reading here in this article. And one other important thing, is that when lightning hits copper, it will clean the oxidation. So if you strike lightning on weathered copper, it will become regular copper. And it's sort of like it does that for multiple amounts of copper, but then it's spread out and it gets less cleaned, less undone as the radius goes further. And so, as you can see in the photo of the snapshot, I'm not sure if you could see it, but look at the Minecraft website. You'll see that you'll see the sort of radius or how far it reaches, and you know it's very interesting concept because you know it keeps your copper clean, I suppose, and it could be really interesting in something like an adventure game where your goal is to like make the copper clean. I have no idea where I'm trying to go with this. Anyway, new changes in 21W11A. Waxed copper blocks can now be crafted into 4 copper ingots. Cave sizes are tweaked. There is a slight increase in the frequency of diamond ore blobs, which means more diamonds, which is always nice. And hanging roots block now renders randomly offset. So now it's not, you know, linear, it's just random. And now, if you break a big drip leaf stem, you get a big drip leaf block. Moss blocks can be crafted with cobblestone or stone bricks to make the mossy versions of those blocks. And so, if you mix a moss block with cobblestone, you'll get mossy cobblestone. It's like when you. Because now, as of right now, the recipe for mossy cobblestone is cobblestone and vines, if not mistaken. But vines may be a bit difficult for some players to get during the very early stages. So if they want to design quickly with mossy stuff, I suppose they could use moss blocks. But I don't know, it's not a very useful change, but it's a change that makes sense. And that's what matters. The facing direction of small drip leaf blocks is now determined by which direction the player is facing when placing it. So now they're directional blocks and they're not randomized, which I think is very useful for platforming stuff because, you know, you could make it face towards the direction you're going to, for example. And last change here, fully grown amethyst clusters now drop 4 amethyst shards or more with fortune when mined with a pickaxe, and with other means, they drop 2 amethyst shards. So that's a new use for pickaxes, you know, more amethyst shards per amethyst cluster. Yeah, that's pretty much it, along with a lot of fixed bugs, and I mean a lot. There's like, let's see here. I'd estimate around 50 or more fixed bugs, which is a good thing. Fixed bugs are always good. So, yeah, that's pretty much it about Minecraft Snapshot 21W11A. It's a nice snapshot. It gives a lot of very minor features, but you know, these minor features always add to the you know, more functionality to blocks, etc. They make the mechanics make a bit more sense, I suppose. So yeah, that's pretty much it. This episode's a bit short because this snapshot is also a bit short, and another thing is that I'm very busy right now with school because it's our project week this week along with last week. And so yeah, it's a very difficult situation that I'm going through right now, and I'm also still sick, but I'm getting better. I no longer have like nosebleeds every now and then, but I still have digestive things. So yeah, that's all. So for Unscripted Updates, episode number 10. It's expected. I expect to continue, you know, regular episodes of the Dirt Hut by next week, but I'm not entirely sure. It's either next week or 2 weeks from now when I continue making episodes. I'm guessing it would be 2 weeks from now, but again, I'm not sure. So, now is the time to take a look at my emails, see if I got any emails, because I have not yet checked. So, I'm going to take a look. So, let's go over to my email, thedirthotpodcast@gmail.com. And, oh, I got one email from Keller Hernandez, who says, I have played Minecraft for over 4 years, and I still struggle when it comes to survival mode, and I am really so glad that there is a podcast for this kind of stuff. I really love your content. Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Keller. Yeah, that's very nice and thoughtful words. Yeah, and that's pretty much all for this episode. Once again, I'm going to shout out my one patron on Patreon, who is XX, I'm not normal X. Yeah, thank you for joining me in the Patreon and supporting me. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And I'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.